Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Boesberger. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ace Parker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Thomas. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bud Thomas. And now, play ball. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Moses steals second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbacher. Werber reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. QL reaches second base with a double. Owen goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead bunts towards first. Finney fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Finney. Sewell goes all the way around to score. Whitehead moves all the way to home. Two runs are unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, White Sox. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-1 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berger moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Ambler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Berger scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. QL reaches second base with a double. Owen moves to third. Al Williams now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-0 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen scores. QL scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-2 in the game. Berger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbacher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Steinbacher reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Whitehead moves to third. It's 8-3, White Sox. Eddie Smith now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. Werber moves to second. Frank Gabler now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Moses scores. Werber moves to third. Hayes moves to second. It's 8-4, White Sox. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Werber scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, White Sox. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Ambler applying the tag. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Gabler reaches second base with a double. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 3 in the game. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbacher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Steinbacher reaches second base with a double. Gabler scores. Berger moves to third. It's 9-5, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic strikes out. Hayes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Krivic out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 9-6, White Sox. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson scores. 2 outs. It's 9-7, White Sox. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Ace Parker now playing shortstop. Dario Lodigiani now playing second base. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Werber. Owen moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Moses reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's 9-8, White Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney bunts towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Lottigiani covering, for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards first. Finney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 4 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Finney moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Werber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Owen hits a pop-up towards the mound. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9. And Philadelphia Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.